Your thoughts on today's win here at Windsor Park, David?
It was a good win for us. And not only the 3 points there, I thought our performance was, our performance levels were good. And when you play against a good side like Crusaders, it's important that you put a marker down early in the game. Thankfully we did that.
And it was quite a convincing scoreline for a crunch top of the table type of game, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. And to be fair to the players, we knuckled down after getting the two goals. Crusaders bombarded us with balls later on in the game. There's always got to be periods in the game when people are anxious and edgy. You know, it didn't come in the first half, it didn't come in the start of the second half, come late in the game. But credit to the players today, and say we certainly got the right desired outcome today.
That's two big Windsor Park home wins, Cliftonville Crusaders, two big games. We need to make this a fortress, and there's a wee bit of evidence of that now, isn't there?
Yeah, no, again, it's helpful when, you know, the supporters are getting right behind you. Sometimes the supporters are waiting for the players to give them a lift. Sometimes performances aren't going to be good, especially the number of games coming up. We you know, as a group of players and staff, sometimes we're going to need the supporters to give the players and everybody else a lift. So I think we got that in equal measures today. And, you know, 4-1 was certainly a positive performance and result.
Jordan Stewart's in a rich vein of form at the minute too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's got all the attributes to be a very good player. If he knuckles down and keeps giving his end performances, I thought his attitude, his work rate and his commitment today was as good as Jordan has produced. And to top it off with a wonderful, wonderful finish to score the fourth goal.
There's a lot of positivity about, you know, we're second in the league, we're in two cup semi-finals, so there's a lot to look forward to here, isn't there?
Yeah, no, you know, obviously here you try, as a manager, you try not to get too high. You certainly can't get too low, because there's always a game around the corner. And, you know, me as a manager and the staff, the rest of the staff, we have to make sure that we're picking the players up after defeats at times, because it can be a difficult one to take. But the players I spoke to them on Thursday night, and, you know, for me, I thanked them for, you know, their hard work, endeavour, their effort, their commitment, which probably surprised a few on Thursday. But I just felt it was the right time to make them aware that, you know, how grateful I am. It's a huge commitment to play for Linfield. It can be difficult at times. Sometimes you're in a wee bit of a fishbowl where you sort of give a bad pass away, you're crucified. So I thank them for their effort, their commitment. And I say, now Linfield have so many stories of, and their history of, you know, great players and great teams, and everybody still talks about them. They spoke to the players on Thursday night about, why can I not be used individually as a group, collectively, to go on and maybe create a wee bit of, just listen, we're halfway through the season, I think that's our 19th league game, so after 38 league games we'll know where we're going to be. But we're thereabouts, and say hopefully the players take a wee bit of, you know, encouragement out of the result and performance today to take into a big game now on Tuesday.
It's a big, big game on Tuesday, isn't it? Dungannon Swifts, League Cup semi-final. We want to be in that Windsor Park final here in February, which is something we haven't done in the League Cup for 10 long, long years. So it's not going to be easy at Dungannon, is it?
No, it'll be a completely different game than what it was today. Different surface, different arena. So if we get the same work rate and commitment and desire, energy all over the pitch, smaller pitch, then hopefully we can progress to a final.
That is scheduled to be the fourth out of 10 games in 31 days. How do you manage your squad and your staff through such a punishing, grueling, demanding schedule?
It's a tough one. It's a tough one for the players. You know, they have their own families and the commitments, and the majority of the players have their own work commitments. So it's a big ask, and that's why I thank them on Thursday for their already huge commitment to putting us in a challenging position for the league and in the cup semi-finals. So it's difficult. It's not ideal. I heard a manager on talking about their grueling schedule in December in the Premier League when they were playing 7 or 8 games. We are part-time. We don't have the same sort of fitness levels, recovery, the ability to recover as quickly as these guys do. So it's a tough ask. And speaking to the whole squad in there, it's important that we get players back fit. It's important that we keep players fit. And then when it comes to the games, you select carefully, hopefully select carefully. There will be changes. I know everybody wants to see the same team and the same formations in every game because we won the last game. But it's certainly not going to be like that, because there's so many games and we need to make sure that we're not overindulging any of the players and making them unavailable.
there's lots happening. There's these games. There's obviously now the Irish Cup draw, and now we've got the silly season approaching, and we've now got reports that Ballymena have received a letter of special delivery. So it's coming up to that season when there's going to be all sorts of speculation. So that's something else to keep you busy, isn't it, as well as games and training and all the rest of it?
Yes, busy time. Again, personally, myself as a manager, it can be a bit hectic at time of the games and trying to have a look and go and watch maybe players and hopefully speak to players. But obviously, Ballymena did receive a letter. We inquired in July about Johnny McMurray, but you know, it's silly to talk about a player who's registered by another club and obviously making it clearly obvious that and open that they're looking for other teams to come in and see. So we'll see where that goes. We'll maybe see if we can get a date in the diary to sit down with the player and gather his thoughts and see what he thinks is going to be best for the future going forward.
Well done today and sending 2,000 blue men and women and children home happy tonight, David.
Thank you, Andy.